passive movements. If the patient does not have full ROM or the examiner has not applied overpressure to determine the end feel of the movement, the patient should be asked to lie in a supine position. The examiner then passively tests flexion, extension, side flexion, and rotation, as in the active movements. The passive ROM with the patient supine is normally greater than the active and passive ROM with the patient sitting. For example, in sitting, active side flexion is about 45 degrees, whereas in supine lying, passive side flexion is 75 degrees to 80 degrees, with the examiner often able to take the ear to the shoulder. This increased range in the supine position results from relaxation of the muscles that, in sitting, are trying to hold the head up against gravity. For the cervical spine, therefore, passive movements with overpressure should be performed along with active movements. Active movements with overpressure at end of range do not give a true impression of end feel for the cervical spine. During passive movements, the examiner can palpate between adjacent vertebrae to feel the relative amount of movement on each side. For flexion, the examiner palpates between the mastoid process and the